Residents of Homewood say gang violence and the war on drugs were at their worst in the 1980s and 90s. Tougher sentencing laws meant many from the community were locked away for years. As part of our series, Homewood Bound, 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports, the neighborhood still grapples with the effects of mass incarceration, while those freed from prison try to make it their home.
A house stands quietly on Homewood's Monticello Street. All the windows are boarded up. Shingles pop off the eaves, and if you look closely, you can see graffiti beneath a fading layer of white paint. The graffiti is blue, the signature color of the Crips gang. Amber Sloan joined the gang in high school and remembers what the house was like 30 years ago.
But this was just like a regular back porch, and we used to sit up there when it rained and sell drugs and sit on the steps.
Sloan says her mother struggled with mental illness, and her family was so poor she had to steal food to eat. She says no one at home intervened when she started to sell drugs.
I was just doing it because it was a struggle growing up, and my goal was to hustle until I was able to get my money together for when I went to college, you know what I mean? And so instead of going to college...
Sloan was arrested several times shortly after graduating from Homewood's Westinghouse High. She ultimately served 15 years in federal prison for carrying a gun as a convicted felon with a substantial record. Sloan's story is familiar to Dave Jenkins, who owns a barbecue restaurant in Homewood. He actually made it to college, but sold drugs to pay for it.
Like, I had a scholarship, but I was hustling coming home to have money to go back to school.
Jenkins went to prison for drug offenses in his 20s and says he didn't know any other way. His father got sick when he was young, and with his mother working multiple jobs, Jenkins was left to his own devices.
Then, you know, the streets will teach you. You're going to learn one way or the other. You know what I mean? So.
Elsewhere in Homewood, resident Zina Scott says these stories were common in the 80s and 90s. Scott bought a house here in 1976, partly because she thought her kids would be safe. But drugs crept into the community just a few years later.
During that time period, it was scary. The two bars down the street that were nuisance bars. You never knew what was going to happen. Shootings, people driving up the street, running into cars, trying to get away from something. It was crazy.
Scott was especially concerned because her children were teenagers. Many kids their age were dealing and using drugs. As her grandkids play outside and chimes blow in the wind, Scott remembers chasing dealers away from in front of her house.
This was where I lived, and this just couldn't happen here. But it was a fight. It was a big fight.
Scott says she was angry that her neighbors didn't take more responsibility for helping to police their own community. But she says she was arrested on her sidewalk after trying to break up a fight between three undercover officers and a drug dealer. John Welch is a Pittsburgh police chaplain and Homewood native. He says tensions between the police and the community were high during what was called the war on drugs. Welch says for decades, policymakers believed they were targeting the root cause of crime and neighborhood decline.
They knew that there was violence. They knew that violence was connected to drugs. They wanted safe communities. They wanted safe streets.
But Welch says substance use didn't decline. Meanwhile, African Americans were more likely than whites to be arrested for drug offenses, even though both groups used drugs at similar rates.
And it's unfortunate, but, you know, the powers that be thought it best to create a war when one didn't need to exist.
The tone of policing in Homewood is different today. At a recent open house at the local police station, a parking lot fills with families. Kids take turns blowing the siren of a police car and trying to plunge officers into a dunk tank. Pittsburgh Police Commander Jason Lando led the station for about 5 years before transferring to a new unit last week. He wouldn't discuss the tactics of his predecessors, but says his approach was to reach out to residents.
I would say that over the past few years, I've seen a significant shift in the culture where officers have become much more compassionate and community-oriented.
Lando says officers do what they can to keep residents out of jail and link them to whatever services they might need. And he says people who have been incarcerated help too by mentoring youth they see going down the wrong path.
They contributed to some of the crime and the violence in Homewood, and when they got out of jail, they made a commitment to come back and make up for it.
One of those people is Amber Sloan. She often visits with students at Homewood's Westinghouse High School and organizes an annual community day and other events.
The reason why I come back here is because this is a community everybody forget about.
University of Pittsburgh professor Richard Garland is an expert on prison reentry. He says a lot of people don't return to the communities where they grew up. Garland himself never went back home to Philadelphia after being in prison for more than 12 years. He says it can be hard to shake an old reputation. Those who come back can be targeted by rivals from their drug dealing days or by the victims of their crimes.
Some people don't forget there are barriers and there are challenges in the community that we don't even realize that these men and women face.
Garland says reentrants often lose hope if they're not accepted by the community or can't get a job.
I mean, the self-esteem is something that I always talk to guys about, that you're not a second-class citizen. Okay, that's behind you. But, you know, it's hard.
Zina Scott says she hopes Homewood will grow beyond its past, too. Crime in the neighborhood has dropped since the 1990s, and residents in Homewood say they feel safer today. Scott would like to see people who grew up wanting to leave the neighborhood return to it.
What I really saw the most of is the kids that didn't get involved, got a chance to go away to school or service, and they didn't come back. So drugs took our youth in many ways.
From 2000 to 2010 alone, Homewood's population dropped by 30%. As her grandkids play nearby, Scott says formerly incarcerated people could help to change that.
It would be nice if our young men and women coming out of prison could get jobs in the community to help revitalize the community.
Scott says added attention to prison reentry could make Homewood feel even more like a home. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
Listen tomorrow to hear more about initiatives already underway in Homewood to help the formerly incarcerated find and keep jobs.